Nyla, you are a traveler of time and space, dependent of your royal race. Today your journey will begin to find your powers deep within. You can make a wish and watch it fly and paint your dreams across the sky. Mama Asha declared with a grin. She displays a golden book covered in ancient writings, opens it on the floor, and then begins reciting. The words they read begin to glow, and a sudden breeze through the window blows. The bed floats in the air, and the room shakes floor to ceiling. Nyla vanishes from the room, while Mama Asha stays still kneeling.
It's the magic window that has led you here, to help us conquer our deepest fear. The Leukemonors, eaters of bones, and the Red Queen who sits on the throne.
Boom! The great hollow concussion reverberated in the air, a sound that Fia had never heard before. Her breath caught in her throat, and she stopped in her tracks. What was that? All around the marketplace, talk died away. People raised their heads, looking around them. Now a single-throated roar as of 1,000 voices rang out from the direction of the boom. Fia stood frozen on her feet. Inside the walls of the market, she could not see what was happening in the distance.
Fia! Neva!
Her grandfather called, leaning on the table for support as he got to his feet.
Both of you, go home, now!
What's happening?
Fia asked.
We're in danger! Go!
Boom! A second one, echoing through the houses and walls of the city. Another many-voiced shout.
It's the city gate!
Somebody shouted from the top of the market wall.
They're breaching the gate at the Via Paloma! To arms! To arms!
Who's breaching the gate?
Fia cried, but her voice was drowned in the chaos that broke out.
The Sionese army is at the gates, Tieta said. You must go home at once.
The Sionese army?
Neva gasped, her eyes lighting. Sloane blew gently at the surface of the hot coffee and brought the orb up to his face, wondering how this apparent magical object wormed its way into the day's events.
It was an accident,
the orb said dryly. Sloane jerked and coffee spilled over his sleeve, causing him to yelp as the hot coffee burnt through the fabric to his skin.
What the hell?
He cried.
Sorry about that. I thought it was time we were introduced.
Sloane's eyes widened further as the orb continued speaking, his scalded wrist completely forgotten.
Who? What are you?
The orb laughed in its own fashion, causing Sloane to grimace, and tried to turn his head from the sounds of hundreds of laughs at once. It was another shock to Sloane when the sound did not lessen, and he realized the orb could speak directly into his mind.
I'm a magical entity created, well, a long time ago, by 2 dragons. Over the years, I became sentient. Any questions so far? No? Good. You see, Ellie, as that's her real name, really wants her dragon back to heal him. Now, she wanted to come in here all guns blazing at first, so to speak, but I convinced her otherwise.
Sloane swallowed loudly and went back to his chair. He went to place the orb back on the desk, but found the glow and heat somehow comforting, and he thought he might shake too badly if he released it. So he kept holding it and decided to experiment. Keris took a deep breath and spoke quietly.
The breeze when you're moving is great, but when you stop, it's like being hit with a frying pan.
She paused a moment.
That's on fire!
Her brow furrowed in concentration before continuing.
That is somehow hanging in the air, waiting to hit you.
She sighed and put her sweaty head in her sweaty hands. Ellie screwed her face up at Keris. I would say the heat's gotten to you, but you've only been riding for 5 minutes, Ellie complained. Keris turned her head without raising it.
I'm a redhead, and we don't do well in the sun, she explained.
Ellie rolled her eyes and flung her hands up in annoyance. The heat seemed to be getting to her too. Why didn't you bring a hat or sunscreen? Why did you come?
Wanted a magnum, didn't I?
Karis retorted, irritated now. You want to shut up? Ellie huffed. Karis sat upright and pushed Ellie's shoulder.
You shut up! You and your stupid ideas!